This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mentalhealth.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
What's up, family? Welcome to Speak. Now, I gotta be honest, it is time to panic if you are a Kansas City Chiefs fan. Why? They have lost 3 out of their last 4. But it's not just about the Chiefs who got to be panicked. How about Justin Herbert and the Chargers? Did y'all hear the breaking news? He's done for the season. Fractured index finger. But it doesn't stop there. Miami Dolphins. How in the world do you collapse up 27-14 with 3 minutes left? To make it make sense. The whole NFL world is panicked for several different reasons, but we're not on this desk.
Okay, can we kill the lights, please?
Can we kill the lights? Thank you. Far end, James Jones, Super Bowl champ. James, how you feeling?
Blood's cracking, man. I feel good, man. You know,
it's all good.
But you call him Officer Jones? What you call him?
Shady, I swear I was about to say, I don't know about these blinking lights in here. We're going to have to.
We can't make that a habit. I'm speaking the truth. That's it.
Whoa. To James Wright, you got the brilliant Joy Taylor. Joy, how are we?
I'm doing all right. We're going to have to talk about this Dolphins game, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Eagles all-time rushing leader, LeSean Chady McCoy. Joy, you have a moment because we got to start at 1st and 10 with the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, we cannot just skate by the fact that not only were they blown out, but Jalen Hurts had a relatively statistically awful performance against the Dallas Cowboys. Reminder, that Eagles offense did not score a single touchdown in shocking fashion. Hurts said that the team has to be better, adding, quote, "It starts with me as a leader." LeSean McCoy, nobody better on anywhere in television to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles than you. You are the Eagles' all-time leading rusher, drafted to the Philadelphia Eagles, born in Pennsylvania. You still bleed green. You know that organization better than anybody on TV. So you tell me, and I will take your words as serious as possible. Is it officially time to worry about Jalen Hurts?
I don't want to say worried. Maybe concerned.
Okay,
that a better word?
That's fair.
A little concerned. He's not looking the same. And I'm wondering, is he injured? Is he healthy? Is he not healthy? Mm-hmm. Are we dependent too much on him? I think last year we've seen a lot more quarterback-driven runs, and we're not seeing it as much. I think that's what makes him so special is that, yes, he can throw the ball, but he can run the ball. Yep. And there's no crime in that. I know we love to, you know, criticize the quarterbacks that can run a certain way, but that's what makes him special. We talk about Dak Prescott, how well he's playing. He's throwing the ball extremely well, but he's mobile and he's running the ball as well. So I'm just a little bit concerned. And also another thing is, are we not doing enough for Jalen Hurts?
Okay.
I had a chance to I was blessed to get a lot of love from the Niner fans. I went to the game with Frank Gore last week against the Seahawks. And we were in the locker room. We were everywhere. We were at the owner, with the GM. We were everywhere. But the thing, as I watched the game and as they talked about Brock Purdy and this Niners offense, they talk about how they make it easy for him.
Yeah.
You see so many different motions. You see so many different looks. You see the bunch formation. You see so many different formations. You're throwing so much at the defense to prepare for. And I look at the Eagles. I think we may have better weapons, right? Mm-hmm. That might be my opinion. And I think we're kind of arrogant. We're like, you know what? This is what we got. 3 wide receivers, we're going to beat y'all because we better. Mm-hmm. And I think the game has changed a little bit over the last couple of years where we need to do different things, give different looks. And I think it's more of a concern that we're not doing enough to help Jalen Hurts win these games, right, or be successful. So that's the only concern I do have. I think it's more of, are we using him or we're not using him correctly? Mm-hmm. Is he injured? Or can we do more to help Jalen Hurts out?
Well said.
Yeah, no, I agree. Because I'm not worried about him at all. Shady's worried a little bit. I'm not worried at all. The offensive coordinator got to do something to help him out. And I understand this is his first year with him because you lost both your coordinators. You know, so you feeling out Jalen Hurts. It could be a little bit from the injury. We don't know. We ain't in the facilities. We don't know how bad Jalen Hurts' knee is. The coach may know, and that's why he calling the plays like that. But I was with Coach Mike for a long time, and we lined up four wide, three wide, and just played. Beat a lot of people, right? But it started to catch up to us, right? Everybody knew on third down, here come them slants. And you line up, Darrell Revis inside leverage. So with Darrell Revis being this good and inside leverage and I got slant, I'm supposed to win? No, right? So you got to get creative to be able to help Jalen Hurts out. So when he drops back, he say, okay, if it's cover three and if we in bunch formation, right, this is where the ball is going, mm-hmm, right? If it's not there, okay, let me escape. Let me use my legs and let me make some plays either with my arm or with my legs, right? But there's zero creativity. When you watch the Philadelphia Eagles play, they are lined up in three wide receiver sets every single play. A.J. Win on the outside. Mm-hmm. And A.J. may win every now and then, but Gilmore is going to make it tough on you. You may make a couple catches, but Gilmore going to make it tough on you. And that's what it is. So I'm not worried, but I'm worried about the offensive coordinator. You got to get creative and help Jalen Hurts out.
Yeah, doesn't that fall a little bit on Sirianni? Mm. I mean, he's an offensive coach.
I won't disagree.
We got up quiet. I mean, they did get a new offensive coordinator, but as an offensive coach, I expect you to step in there as the head coach and see that your quarterback and your offense as a whole is struggling. That's what happens to good teams. You lose coordinators. The measure of a great team is that you're able to keep stable going through those coordinators. Why are the Niners good every single year? Even though they keep losing their defensive coordinators, they're able to stay stable. You should be able to replace that talent on the coaching side as well. So I think that the offense has looked a lot different this year. It's very hard for me not to believe that Jalen Hurts isn't banged up. He doesn't physically look the same. We know he's had some injuries throughout the year. He just hasn't missed significant time. He doesn't look like the same physical quarterback. Now, maybe that's the way that they're calling the plays. Maybe they're calling the plays because he's not 100% on the physical side. But it doesn't look the same. It doesn't look as dynamic. He doesn't look as confident in his body. And I think that is because at the end of the season, we're going to get the news like we have with many quarterbacks that, okay, well, you know, they were playing through this injury all season long. And that's why. And a lot of teams don't like to really lean on that because it feels like an excuse and everybody's playing through injuries. So why even bring it up? Obviously outside of what you have to report, he just doesn't look the same. I'd like to see him get back to a moment like he was last year, like a perfect game, one of those games that shuts us all up. Mm. But we keep hoping for that. Maybe that's not going to happen. Yeah. And so far, so on the winning side, there's not a team with a better record. So it hasn't actually hurt them yet, and they control their destiny for the rest of the season. I do think it's something to worry about because we keep talking about wanting to see the vintage performance, wanting to see that perfect clean game, and we haven't seen that yet.
I'm worried about Jalen Hurts for every reason that you all said, but the first reason I will start with before I revisit all those reasons is because if you all recall what Nick Bosa said last week, mm-hmm, if you forgot what he said that he put out the Jalen Hurts blueprint, the 49ers defense did. Take a listen to what Bosa said, and we'll talk about it after.
Obviously, we put the blueprint out there. Hopefully, Cowboys watch the tape. We made Jalen stay in the pocket and escape outside instead of those B-gaps.
49ers, they put out the blueprint of how to stop Jalen Hurts. The question is, could the Cowboys duplicate it? I remember, what was the blueprint? Four, you have to rush as one. The two defensive tackles, two defensive ends. That makes four. You have to rush the whole man. Don't rush outside of the tackle, Lane Johnson or Mailata. Rush right down their chest. You have to stop at the quarterback. Do not rush past Jalen Hurts. Make sure you stop at Jalen Hurts. And lastly, remember, do not play too many games. What does that mean? Defensive line, you can't run too many stunts. Okay, let's take a quick look at just how the Cowboys executed it. Look at the Cowboys the very first time they played Jalen Hurts. You got Micah Parsons right there at the screen. What Micah Parsons does before the Jalen Hurts blueprint is this. He rushes outside of Jordan Mailata. What that does, it allows for Jalen Hurts to escape into that B gap. That's what Nick Bosa said you can't let happen. This was the first time the Cowboys played the Eagles. That was pre Jalen Hurts blueprint. But now let's take a look at post Jalen Hurts blueprint. I'm going to let the play run. This is Micah Parsons at the top getting the sack. Then I'm going to show you a more detailed and more nuanced angle of it. Post Jalen Hurts blueprint, what does Micah Parsons do? Let's take a look at a better angle. You got Micah Parsons right here. Now the old Micah Parsons would have rushed outside of Lane Johnson. But what did Bosa say about the blueprint? You have to eliminate the B gaps. Do not let Jalen Hurts step up and scramble. So what does Micah Parsons do this time? Right down Lane Johnson's chest. The Jalen Hurts blueprint says you stop at the quarterback, you rush the whole man, you eliminate the ability for Jalen to step up, and you get a sack. Now, I just showed you the tape of it, but let's look at the numbers of it. Pre-blueprint, Cowboys-Eagles, Jalen Hurts. He had six scrambles, 29 yards. Obviously, the Eagles won. Post-blueprint, Cowboys-Eagle, Jalen Hurts, no scrambles, no yards. Eagles take an L. Cowboys win. Now, for context, Jalen Hurts averages 3 scrambles a game, but against the Cowboys, no scrambles. For context, Jalen Hurts, 50 rushing yards the last 2 games. You got to go back to last year, week 8 and 9, to see that few rushing yards for Jalen Hurts. For context, Jalen Hurts last game, he had 5 carries, and they were all designed runs. The reason I'm concerned is because the Cowboys were able to execute the blueprint that Bosa spoke of. Now, getting back to your point, Joy, getting back to James's point, getting back to Shady's point, I believe that Jalen Hurts. And I think Jalen Hurts is hurt. And if he's not hurt, he's playing like he's hurt. So I don't know what to say. I'm not in the locker room, but Jalen Hurts is playing like he is hurt.
I just think when I watch the Eagles' offense, it's starting to look, like, predictable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not in the locker room, but, like, for example, why we don't see any screens? So if DeAndre Swift can't get busy in the running game, right, if you give him – I guess they give him 4 or 5 carries and don't do well, that's it. I learned that. If they don't work up the first 2 carries, so he's done with him. But my thing is, cool, if that's the case, all right, but what about screens? You know, perimeter. I was watching the Niners game against the Eagles, and they were doing small things. They motioned tight end over, then they had a running back go off, quick dump off pass, boom, 25 yards. Like, there's so many different ways we can use Jalen Hurts. It don't have to be Jalen every play. Mm. He's a hell of a player, but it don't have to be that.
Yeah.
We used to run these screens. We don't run them no more, even the wide receivers. A.J. Brown. We got to find ways to dice up plays for him, right?
Yep.
And then Dallas just came back. Dallas Goedert just came back to the lineup. You can't have all these pieces around Jalen Hurts, right? Mm-hmm. For example, everybody said, oh, well, Jay's not that good. Look at all the guys that's around him. That was always his argument last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is he so good? Got all pieces around him. Well, cool. If that's the case, why are we not using him? Why are we not using him? It's like we take what everybody was saying about Jalen, so let's let him drop back. Yeah. Let's utilize the players we have in the locker room. That's what makes a good team.
No doubt. No, I agree. Because the reason why they beat the Kansas City Chiefs is why? Swift. Screens. Fly sweeps, whatever. But he got creative. I'm watching a couple of them clips. Them is plain Jalen plays.
Plain.
And his knee might be hurt. His arm ain't.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? We ain't got no elbow injury, none of that, right? So if the young fella's knee is hurt or you know it's banged up and you don't want to dial up a lot of these design runs, then you do plays like screens and like quick slip screens out to these receivers or running backs to save his legs and get the ball out of his hands fast and let them do the dirty work and make some plays down the football field. But there is zero creativity. There's a lot of quarterbacks that's been hurt in this league and their coach has got creative to get the ball out of his hands fast. Patrick Mahomes won a Super Bowl last year. We seen this man ankle get rolled over by a 300-pounder, right? But it's get the ball out of your hands fast. Let's make some quick decisions, right? So you don't got to use your legs that much anymore, right? They're not helping him out at all. You have guys on your football team, and I'm talking strictly the receiver spot, that can do everything. They can catch the screens. They can win down the field. They can do everything. Find ways to get creative to get these boys open to get the ball out of Jalen Hurts' hands fast, period.
Joy, you putting this more on Sirianni or are you putting it more on Hurts? You mentioned Sirianni 5 minutes ago during your first lap, if you will. Who do you think is taking more blame for the Eagles' struggles and 2 blowout losses back-to-back? Sirianni, Hurts.
Oh, I mean, Hurts is taking more blame. We haven't mentioned Sirianni once in the last 2 weeks. I mean, I think the blame should be spread around. Obviously, we're going to put it on Hurts. We put all the praise on Hurts. They're going to get all the criticism. Yeah, that's what we do with quarterbacks. It's fair or not. Fair is for Ferris wheels and fried Oreos. But I do think if you have an offensive coach, which Sirianni is, and we've praised him so much for what he's done with this team, and rightfully so, they win a lot of games and have won a lot of games. But at some point, as the head coach, I think you have to step in. If we're all seeing the same issues, they're all seeing the same issues. I'm pretty sure they have access to the same tape that we do. So they know what the issues are. I think that if you have an offensive coach, you should be able to step in and make some adjustments, make some calls, help out, because you do have a new offensive coordinator. So there might be an adjustment period, and you can't just use the excuses of we were winning these games earlier as we have to stick to the same game plan. This is a new part of the season. There's different things going on. We are all under the impression that Jalen Hurts is not 100%. You just got Goddard back. Like, you have to change up what you're doing and adjust to the different points that you're playing in the season. So I think there's blame to go around. Obviously, the defense isn't playing at the highest level. There's a lot of blame. But most of it's going to go to Hurts because most of the praise goes to Hurts. So
he should
get some of it. But I do think you have to – the offense to me, and I understand the defense isn't playing well, but I think it's complementary. Yeah. I don't think they're playing well as a whole, and the defense is still able to make plays to keep you in the game. And part of that to me is because they're tired. Look, they just played two really, really good teams. Yeah. Professionals get tired too. It happens. And especially when you're on the field more than you usually are and you're playing a really physical team in the Niners, you know, after you play the Niners, you really need like 3 weeks to recover. that's an extra couple car accidents that you're in during that game. They are a very physical team. So you got the Niners and then right up against Dallas. Dallas's defense is incredible. They're playing at a really high level. So there could be some reasons in here. I don't like excuses, but you do have to find the reasons in order to fix them.
And I'm not a big stats guy, but right here, as I got circled, the Philadelphia Eagles offense ranks last, 32nd in pre-snap motion.
Yep. Yeah.
Last. That's zero creativity as an offensive coordinator, right? We are in the National Football League where every Tuesday the Cowboys get a check, the Eagles get a check, the Chiefs get a check. Like, people get paid to play football. You cannot just come out there and line up and say, we better than you, let's play.
And the last thing is even last year, you talked about how much Jalen looked better and how much we were a better team or offense last year. But we ran the ball, like, nonstop. And I think Miles Sanders is a hell of a running back. I think I would probably give the edge to Swift as a better back. And it's like, why are we not running the ball? That's who we are.
2-5, when you look at it, they're not running it well. Because, like, here's why I'm frustrated with the Eagles offensive coordinator, but in the same breath, I'm like, I can't be too mad at him. Because going into the Cowboys game, I said, y'all better find a way to run Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. You better find a way to do it. Y'all remember what they did in the first quarter. 2 QB powers, picked up 11 yards. Next one, picked up 11 yards. Next one, picked up 8 yards. The 5 times Jalen Hurts ran the ball in the game, it was all called.
Yeah.
It was all designed. Brian Johnson looked at the tape. He listened to Joy. He listened to Shady. He listened to James after the Niners game when we all said Jalen got to use his legs more, and he called designed runs for Hurts. Where I am at now is a coach can't tell you to tuck and run it. Mm-hmm. A coach can't tell you, hey, go be special. You just have to go be special. And so as I'm looking at the tape, it's like Jalen Hurts looks like a mere mortal again. They're making him one-dimensional, and they're making him a pocket passer, and he's never been a top 5, top 10 pocket passer. He's been a top 5 quarterback.
Yeah. But the thing is that, and I hear you have a point there, but I go back to the Niners, right? I think it's the best team in football, and I actually got a chance to really watch them. They run the same run plays, Acho, same ones, and different formations. Mm-hmm. They give you different looks, different motions. So now as a defense, I always said the defense is not that smart. You're a smart guy, but you know what I'm saying. And like, it'd be the small things. The tight end coming back, oh, the linebacker's following him, the safety's following him, oh, out the gate. Yeah. Like, there's so many different ways you can dice a team up. That's why we praise Kyle Shanahan so much. I mean, he has a lot of great players around him, but the way he's dicing these plays up, and I don't want to kill the Eagles coordinator, I'm just saying, as much we kill Jalen Hurts, we got to help him out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe he's hurt, and he can't be the Superman he was last year. Cool. Mm-hmm. Every year, it's hard to be all pro.
No doubt.
I've been all pro. It's hard to do every year, right? Even a Pro Bowl. Yeah. Had a lot of them. It's hard to do that every year. I might need help. And the blessed thing about the Eagles, we have players. We have great talent on the offense, the line, everywhere. Yeah. So as much as you're saying about Jalen Hurts, let's help him out and simplify the game plan, get some motions, get a defense something to watch and prepare for. Because when you prepare for the Eagles, I remember playing like certain teams. I can't even remember the teams, but I remember preparing for teams that gave you a lot of different looks, right? Same blitz, but different looks.
Yeah.
Or same personnel.
Yep.
Might take a linebacker out, put a safety, small things. Compared to an arrogant defense.
Of course.
Man, we better than y'all. We going to beat y'all
line up. In it.
Give me that team. Yeah. That's what we are as the offense of the Eagles.
You know what? Listening to y'all talk right now, they don't have an identity. What's the identity?
Yo, usually, we don't.
Usually
have
when
don't.
You take the field, when the Niners take the field, the identity is we finna be physical and run this football.
Yeah.
That's our identity.
Yeah.
Off of this run is going to be a bunch of this play action pass that y'all ain't ready for.
Yep.
But our identity, when it gets tough, we are going back to these plays.
That's
and
fact.
He says same runs, different formation, because that's their identity. When you look at the Eagles and you watch a lot of tape, what's the identity? We're going to throw a run. They don't have no thing identity to say, when it get tough, this what we do.
Do y'all not subscribe though to this quote, and the Tennessee Titans made it very true yesterday, this specific quote: players, not plays. Tennessee Titans last night had 3 minutes to come back against the Miami Dolphins.
Say the quote again.
Players, not plays.
Yeah, okay. In big time moments, yes.
So,
but we're talking about the totality of the season, how they've looked and how they've looked since the bye. We're not talking about a specific moment where the coordinator and Sirianni let Jalen down. This has been a consistent pattern and a problem. We have since when?
Because it's only become an issue.
Well, they played 5 straight playoff teams from last year.
Right, that's true.
The last five games have been up against playoff teams from last year. So they played a lot of good talent. Mm-hmm. They've been that. What is it when you play good talent? Other talent that is good?
Yeah.
Wears you down. It takes more. You have to play harder. You have to be better. You have to be perfect. They're coming with their best as well. They're prepared as well. They watch tape as well. They've schemed up for you as well. It's not the same thing every single week. And that's the whole NFL. But that's been their stretch. Again, not an excuse. That's just the evaluation of where they are. So I absolutely subscribe to that. In a big time moment, it's the player. Coach can put you in the best position ever. You got to go make the play. You got to break that tackle. You got to get up the field. You got to catch that ball. But this is a overarching issue with the offense, how Jalen looks, how things are dialed up, what it's looked like consistently for this team, and why we've been so hesitant and everyone's been arguing about where they really should be, even though their record is so good.
Well, the thing for me is
player not play.
Players, not players.
Okay. I'm gonna respond to that. Go ahead.
The thing for me, well, no, go ahead, because I was gonna pivot.
Because, like, for example, like you see my highlights.
Yep.
I mean, y'all know how I get down, right? You love my highlights.
It was you.
But how do you get to that? You get what I'm saying?
Inside zone, outside
zone. No, but I'm serious. I'm being serious. Like it's how you design plays up. So for example, we want to block certain things up, right? And they want to put me on the safety or the corner. Yeah. Yeah, look, don't block him. Y'all design everything else. Give me him. I got him.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at the Eagles, we don't have that. We got too much talent to not get one-on-ones. We got too much time to not get the matchups we want.
Yeah.
And that's what the coach comes in. So I hear the player and plays and all that thing, mm-hmm. you quotes. But, like, I want to get my best player on their worst player. I want to get my best matchup against their worst matchup.
True.
That's what a great coach does. You give me an opportunity to win. Now, if I lose, then I lose. That's the player part losing.
Yep.
But give me the chance to win that.
Here's a greater question then. We now have to have a conversation of how worried should you be about the Eagles? Because FYI, Brian Johnson's not changing, y'all. Like, he's a young offensive coordinator.
He got you.
First time
offensive coordinator.
He'll change a little bit.
He can.
Get better.
Here's what I'm trying to say is, if we expect Brian Johnson, I think he's 36 years old. Andy, correct me if I'm wrong.
Young, strong,
if
black
we
man.
Expect Brian Johnson to become a Super Bowl coach Mike McCarthy in the next eight weeks, happening. Kyle Shanahan, definitely not happening.
Oh.
So where
no,
I'm
but he does have
is,
access to Nick Sirianni, who was a head coach in a Super Bowl.
Correct, but I...
He's smart.
I won't speak to that, obviously. Mm. But I don't...
But you don't have a chance. See, that's my thing. I'm not saying it's a chance this whole offense.
No, you
never
do that.
No, but this a couple things. The favorite plays that you like, because every... I don't care who the coach is, they got their favorites. I love this play. I love this move. I love this... You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So my thing is, okay, get them your favorite plays and add on to it. Add some, what do they call it? Window dressing. That's what they call it on.
Mm-hmm.
And make it look good.
Yeah.
You'll run the same... I've been with coaches where Andy Reid... I give a final example. Andy Reid, he'll call the same play and just dress
it
up.
Make it look different.
Yeah, line them up different. Have Kelsey walk in motion. Just to get the defense talking and thinking.
But here's my thought, though. And y'all played offense, obviously. Defensively...
This ain't that smart.
Defensively, we can only change so much during the season.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
bringing y'all into the NFL locker room, okay. bringing y'all into it. Like, all of what Shady and James are talking about, that typically occurs in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're going to make this blitz look different. This blitz package look different.
Right.
During the week, you can only do so much. Now, before a Super Bowl, when you got 2 weeks, you can do a lot. What you all are all saying, I love. But my thought process is the Eagles have 2 days to rep this stuff.
No. Motions?
No, 2 days to rep. If you're talking about, hey, put in something new, put in something different.
But I'm saying like you got motions. You got. So nowadays they do the since the CBA's changed, they do the walkthroughs in the early in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you go out there and you actually do the plays as you walk through, and you practice it.
Yeah.
So it's enough time. These smart people we dealing with. This is their job. They come in there and they take notes.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying change the whole offense.
No. But just do something. Wrinkles.
Just get wrinkles and give it different motions and give it different looks. That's all.
You just, yesterday you broke up. Coach Mike said, this is what the Niners did? These plays wasn't in the playbook in training camp. No,
these are
three or four plays that I'm going to put in for this game. You said players over plays, which is very true. And that's why you just get the ball out to your players. Run these screen passes. Shady touched on it very well, right? Just get me in space. If it's me and him, get me in space. We always tell Aaron Rodgers, listen, man, you got drafted in the first round because your arm talent and you was special. We didn't get drafted where we got drafted because we was catching and sliding. No, they seen us mossing people. They seen us breaking tackles. So give us an opportunity to make plays and be us. As an offensive coordinator, A.J. Brown is big and strong. Throw a slip screen out to him. Let him pick up 7-8 yards.
Yep.
You know what? Throw it again to him, right? And then have some stuff coming off these slip screens. It's very simple. You have too many players to make plays and just get the football into their hands in space to do what they do, period.
Well, that sounds great. What doesn't sound great is the Dolphins collapse yesterday. How embarrassing was it? Joy, did you cry?
I don't cry, but
how embarrassing was it? That is next on Speak. Don't forget, check us out every day, Fox Sports Channel on Sirius XM. A historical collapse.
Try this.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs, like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mental health.
We're in Second and Short, second topic of the day, y'all. I was shocked, and I'm even shocked still reading this. Shady, you remember the Dolphins had a 14-point lead with about 3 minutes left. Derrick Henry scores. Will Levis, he gets in, and Will Levis is hyped. The rookie quarterback out of Kentucky, he is ecstatic because in shocking fashion in South Beach, somehow the Titans downed the Miami Dolphins after a historical, historical comeback. Shocked. Joy Taylor, you lived in Miami, so you have to speak to it first. How embarrassing was that Dolphins loss?
Yeah, I was in Miami this weekend. Beautiful weekend and a terrible Monday night.
My goodness.
Embarrassing. Yeah, welcome to the Dolphins fan experience. For those of you who are not privy, this is life. 14-point lead with 3 minutes left, and the rookie Will Levis and his muscles lead two back-to-back two-minute drills. Well, go three and out.
Yeah, he working
three
out.
Minutes, 3 minutes left three in minutes, the game.
He working out, though.
Yeah, he be lifting.
Like,
yeah, he doing more. He doing. He drinking milk in the morning. he eating his Wheaties. He take football serious.
That dude, he does. Football. That dude has muscles. 4-2074. 4-2074. That's the record when teams are down 14 or more.
For real? That's a record.
4-2074.
He went 9 plays, 75 yards.
Come on.
And then they went three and out, and then he went 64 yards on 4 plays. He's a rookie.
Ain't throw a screen. Look, them screens you talked about.
I'm not going to act like I'm surprised because this is an experience I'm familiar with, but it is extremely frustrating, especially the way that game had gone all night long. And they give you 2 gifts.
Gifts.
It's over. Yes. It's over. Just get a stop.
I'll give you a couple gifts.
Dropping the ball and goal line, touchdown, interceptions. It's a disaster. So, I this is why it's very difficult to trust the Dolphins. They're still a good team. They still have a lot of talent and a lot of potential. But, man, get it done.
Dolphins in trouble.
Really frustrating. And as a side note before I pass it off, what do you do without Tyreek? What do you do without Tyreek?
I don't want to pivot. So
I've been on it.
What do you do without Tyreek?
I've been on that.
We'll circle back around to it then, but I'm gonna throw it out there.
My issue with the Dolphins is very, very simple. Players are a reflection of their coach. And the Miami Dolphins, in my mind, are a reflection of their coach for better, a lot better, but also for worse. Mike McDaniel, he is incredibly smart. Yeah. Went to Yale, brilliant mind. He's loose. He's fun. What are the Dolphins? They're smart. They're loose. They're fun. They score a touchdown, do the wheelbarrow race. They score another touchdown, they here with it. But then they start to feel themselves a little bit too much. Mike McDaniel, y'all know he's a little too loose. Sometimes you want him to be a little more serious. What happened after the Dolphins beat the Broncos by 50? Go the next week, lose to the Bills by 28. Tua Tagovailoa has to get to the podium, and he simply says, it's very humbling, and for some of us, much needed. Why y'all feeling yourselves so much already? What have y'all done? What happened last night? Dolphins, loose. They're fun. Wheelbarrow races. But then you blow a 14-point lead, 13-point lead, excuse me, with 3 minutes in the game. Players are a reflection of their coach. To me, Mike McDaniel, he has to lead this troop and lead this squad better. Mike McDaniel is brilliant. I will give him his flowers for his brilliance. But in the same breath, I need him at least at times to elicit a little more seriousness into that locker room. Think about the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're not that creative, but they're always tough. What's Mike Tomlin? He ain't that creative, but he's always tough. Think about the Patriots. They are bland as can be. What is their their coach, bland as can be, but they come to work every single day. Players are a reflection of their coach. And the Miami Dolphins right here, right now, are a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant football team. But I wish they would be more serious in times like this.
So I agree with that. I think he could be a little more serious as a head coach. Sometimes. What his interviews is like, all right, I get it. But I don't know if he's an issue last night. I think it was his fault they lost that game?
I think the temperament. You know what I mean? Like, you can't lose. It's not his fault directly, obviously. But I think the temperament, Shady, the temperament of that football team.
I just say small things like, I have a lot of faith and trust in Tua as the quarterback for that team. And he does, too. I'm sure you do, too.
Of course.
But, like, small things, like, you can't be fumbling the football on a three-yard line. When you have a bad team you're playing against that don't have no confidence as a young quarterback that can't find it, get a winning streak going on, you gotta put your foot on their throat and squash them out. Give them no hope. No confidence.
Yeah, early, too.
You early in the game, if you score right there, that's like, what, it'd be 14-0 or something like that?
Yeah, it would have been hard for the Titans to come.
Yeah, small things like that. Okay, then we have the 13-point lead with 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking at the game. They threw a screen for 40, 50, something, 60 yards on the field. Then they scored. I thought, okay, as an offense, let's put the game away. They didn't do that. I can't blame the coach for that. And then the biggest piece I have.
Talk to me.
What I've been talking about all year, right? And I didn't let the crazy people in Vegas, right, tell me that the MVP should be quarterbacks. It should be Tyreek Hill. When he's out the game, do you see the difference? They a whole different team. Did you see the difference?
Mm-hmm, of course.
They can't move the ball. Yeah. He comes back instantly. Boom, gets a spark. For himself, for his team, for everybody.
Yeah.
This is why I keep harping on, we have to really look at the game. Look at the players. Look what they're doing to the game. He's so valuable to his team, and he's putting up stats. He's so good, and he's so valuable. He missed three quarters,
yeah,
to be correct.
Basically,
number-wise, he missed three quarters.
He was in and out.
And he's still on pace to have 2,000 yards receiving.
James, let me pivot to this because you are the wide receiver at the desk.
Yeah.
After watching how inept the Dolphins offense was without Tyreek Hill healthy, it had me questioning, this year, are they too reliant on Tyreek? What do I mean by that? Mm-hmm. Last year, their two starting wide receivers combined for 3,000 yards.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
3,000 yards between, like, y'all got to remember, I don't care how the Dolphins get their yards. I just want them to get them.
Uh-huh.
But this year, Tyreek is now on pace to have 2,000,
yeah,
but Waddle's only on pace to now have 1,100.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same 3,000 yards. Without Tyreek, they looked lost.
Yeah.
So are they schematically too dependent on Tyreek Hill? Because it shouldn't have looked that bad without him.
They are. And the main reason why is because you see the plan that they had without him. They had zero plan, zero answer without Tyreek. And it was the same exact answer that they had when they played the Raiders. Reek went out of that game with some type of injury, had to go to the locker room for a quarter or two. And they looked terrible without Tyreek Hill out there on the football field. And even as the game was going on, they show sound when you watch the little Hard Knocks, Miami.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
where
yeah.
Tyreek? Where Tyreek? Like, yeah, he don't even have no plan without Tyreek, and you have guys that can make plays. You know, strictly when you talk about Waddle being in the slot and being able to run the football. You know, we talk about him running the football and designing all these plays. He has no scheme or nothing without Tyreek Hill out there, which is crazy, with no answer. Because it's possibly you can lose a player in any game, and it's just no answer for that. But as I was watching the game, to be honest with you, Reek not being out there at all, I'm watching the game, and I'm like, it's tough to take these dudes serious.
Uh-oh.
Like it really is.
Why?
You playing the Tennessee Titans, who got 4 wins, with a rookie quarterback, right?
Yeah.
They turn the ball over 2 times
in a row,
you know, the ball bouncing on the ground, dude's still trying to scoop the punt up and all. They just a bad football team in Tennessee. You're at home, and you find a way, you do everything to lose that game. As I was watching it, I'm like, Reek out there or not, it's hard to take these dudes serious. You got two big-time moneymakers on the defense side of the ball at the corner spot. Yeah. You got Bradley Chubb out there that you're paying a whole lot of money to get. Like, you have guys, and you lose to a team like that with 3 minutes left in the football game, it's tough for me to take you serious going into these playoffs, whatever seed you may get.
Yeah.
It's tough to take the Dolphins serious.
And they was fighting for the first seed.
They were. Now the Ravens have it exclusively.
Yeah.
Joy, the final thought for me, because Dolphins fans, obviously I'm well integrated in Dolphins Twitter, the main bargaining chip was, we haven't lost to a losing team. They were the only team in football who could have said, hey, we ain't lost to a losing team. We always said the Dolphins ain't beat no good teams. They like, yeah, but we ain't lost to no bad teams. Now the Dolphins have both. not beat the good teams.
That was their comeback?
And they've lost, and they've lost to the bad teams. And I understood the comeback. Because they're like, well, the Eagles have lost to the Jets.
Cowboys.
Or the Ravens have lost to the Colts. Yeah, Cowboys, or the Cowboys have lost to the Cardinals. But the Dolphins were like, we ain't lost to nobody
Niners
bad.
Niners lost to the Minnesota.
The Chiefs had lost at the top of the run. Like, exactly. So they had lost to no bad teams. How now, Joy, because you have more information, and you always teach us newer information, change your opinion. How has your opinion changed knowing that now the Dolphins are both capable of losing to bad teams and have still yet to prove they're capable of beating the great teams?
Well, I don't spend any time on Twitter, so I don't know what they'd be talking about on there. But in real life, this is an inconsistent team. And whether they had lost to a bad team or not, every team in the NFL this year is vulnerable. No. Like, every team. Even the best team in the Niners, who we think is head and shoulders above everybody else. Everyone's vulnerable. The issue that I have with the Dolphins is, it's not just that you lost to good teams and you didn't look good in those losses. It wasn't really competitive. This loss to me shows a lack of discipline. You can't blow a lead like that. That's crazy. It's crazy. That is a significant lead. And they gave it to you also. Like, they're the ones that are playing and dropping the ball and muffing punts like they, as they should. They're not a good team. And they're led by a rookie quarterback. For you to give him the space, like, respect to him. He was incredible in those 3 minutes. But what are we talking about? What are we talking about? It's three minutes. Man. You on the road. Like, there's no reason that he should be able to do that.
They used no timeouts. That was smart. I'm like, they doing this with no timeouts?
It's nonsense.
No. I'm saying they had three left. They held.
Right.
I was surprised to see that.
It's a nonsense end to a game. It's inexcusable, especially if you're a team that is considered to be a contender. It's obviously disappointing, but and you didn't have Tyreek. You have to be able to pivot off of one receiver, especially when you have other talent out there. Tua's in the MVP conversation. It's just an unacceptable loss. So, look, it doesn't mean the season's over. It doesn't mean you're not going to be in the postseason or have an opportunity. But if you're going to beat a good team, you can't do that because you just lost to a bad team. Yeah. You had a multiple-score lead.
And to be honest,
double-digit lead.
I don't think you could even, like, they're a scary team. But when I'm looking at them, I'm like, are they really? If Tyreek has has a broke shoelace, right? You know, be safe. And then what?
Yeah.
Man, you can't be that reliant on one player. Obviously, every team is reliant on their quarterback, so I say that with that knowledge. Yeah. But the one good takeaway for me is...
Oh, a good one.
The one good takeaway is I don't want to have a conversation with one human about how valuable Tyreek Hill is to this team.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Save that conversation for your mama or whoever wants to hear it, because it ain't
your baby
me.
Mama, your baby
I'm
daddy.
Uninterested. Right. I'm uninterested in that conversation.
Right, no.
This is a Dolphins team that has one of the top offenses in the league all season long. Tyreek is out and they can't do anything.
You know, Bernie Mac said it best. If I get up, it's going to be trouble. And that's what the Dolphins is in right now, because I'm looking at this right here. Jets, Cowboys, Ravens, Buffalo. Good luck.
Ooh.
That's their next four games.
And when you doing this thing, reading all these teleprompters and all that, and we talk about the MVPs, and I know you feeling Dak.
He got a vote.
Because you do got a vote. I want you to stand up for all the voters and say, don't let what Vegas is telling you. Don't believe that. You got a mind and a heart. And when you watch him play, you know how viable he is.
Hey, as I chose listening to you, he voted for Dak.
Hey, Shady said, no, James said, get up, we're going to be trouble. Well, it is officially panic time for the Chiefs. We know it's panic time for the Dolphins, panic time for the Chiefs. But coming up, how much should the Chiefs be panicked? Listen to Super Bowl champ Shady McCoy with the Chiefs talk about it along with the rest of us. That's next on Speak.
Yeah, he's got that vote.
I like it.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
All right, y'all, we are in third topic of the day. Got to go the distance on this one. The Chiefs had another collapse on national television versus the Buffalo Bills. But get this, they've now lost 3 out of 4 games. They're 8-5. We haven't seen the Chiefs be 8-5 in the Patrick Mahomes era. It is total chaos. Bring us on camera, please, because, Shady, I am not going to lie to you. I am officially I'm panicked. I am panicked about the Kansas City Chiefs, big dog. Why am I panicked? Because they do not have the playmakers to help Patrick Mahomes on the outside. And I've said it a little kindly. I'll say it a little more sternly. I don't know if the wide receivers play intelligent. I know they don't play intelligent football. I don't know if they are intelligent football players. But when I'm speaking about objectively the tape, I know they do not play intelligent football. Kadarius Toney on the line of scrimmage, off the line of scrimmage. Whether you think the ref should have thrown the flag or not, we know that it was a penalty. Maybe they should not have called it. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, how many times will he run the wrong route? How many? How many times will it cost a team? Shady, I am officially panicked about the team that you won your first Super Bowl
ring,
win.
Ring, ring. Let me see that thing.
Go ahead, big dog. Go ahead, big dog.
Now, okay, hold up. First of all, give me this. Ask me the question.
Is it panic time for the Chiefs?
Not yet. Not yet. Nah. Andy Reid is still there. He's the best coach in football. Am I tripping?
No.
Not tripping.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes. I know Dak Prescott's everybody's hope. Is he the best quarterback in football, Patrick Mahomes?
Yes, sir.
What are we tripping about? Now, the thing is, they're not playing well, right? And they've never been in this situation. So I'm not panicking. I am a little concerned because if you've never been somewhere, you know how you're going to react.
True.
If your back was never against the wall.
Preach.
If you ain't come from the mud, you don't know how to get out. Yeah. And that's the only thing I'm scared of is because they've never been in this situation before.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. They ain't never been on 8-5. 8-5. Who?
Well, that sounds
who
weird.
Win?
That sounds
so
wild.
So that is a little concerning, but I just think that the only thing I can, I guess, live off of is knowing that the next four games they have are some of the easiest they have in football.
Very true.
In the AFC, right? Look at some of these names. The Bengals, who don't have Joe Burrow. Mm. Chargers, they don't have Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were bad with him anyway. Raiders, who just lost 3-0. Mm-hmm. And the Patriots. And we all know what Belichick gets without Tom Brady. So they do have some teams that can win to gain that confidence. You talk about MVS. He drops the ball in Green Bay. He drops the ball with the Chiefs. Maybe he can pick up some confidence playing against these bad teams right here. That's something I can think of. If they don't do that, I'm going to be hitting that red button.
All right. How's this thing work?
No.
Oh, because it's not time.
Oh, it's not time.
It's not time. It's not time. It's not time. That's why it wasn't working. It felt my spirit. Yeah. Here's the thing. Outside of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes being there, who are the two best in the league at what they do, they also have a very, very good defense. They're 3 in scoring defense, 17.5 points per game. So, literally, if they just catch the bleeping ball
bleep,
a few
bleep,
times,
bleep,
bleep, bleep, bleep, bleep, bleep, bleep,
bleep,
catch the ball, they're good. Here's the other part of it. Who are they playing in the postseason?
Who we playing?
They going to – let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. They're going to be in the postseason, correct?
They
going to
be there.
See, yes, okay. So, let's look at the seeding. You have the Ravens.
Sure.
You have the Dolphins. You have Kansas City, Jacksonville, and the divisional – leading rounds. You have the wild card. We've got the Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers, the Colts, and then in the hunt, you have the Texans, the Broncos, the Bengals, and the Bills.
Bills.
Respectfully, the only scary one in the hunt is the Bills to me.
Josh got to get in.
To me. And they're not in yet.
No, they're not.
So let's say it ended today.
Yeah.
Kansas City would play Pittsburgh. How we feel that's going to go?
Bleep, bleep.
Okay. Well, I have my Steelers, but I don't think that goes well.
No.
Then they would be at Miami. Mm. Well.
Bop, bop, bop. Bop, bop.
I think Miami would have a chance, but I don't want to say too many nice things after how things went yesterday. And then they would be at Baltimore in the AFC Championship game. Where they always are, but they would be on the road, or they'd be at home against the Browns or Jacksonville.
And they already beat Jacksonville already.
That's why this button ain't working yet.
Yeah. Here's my question, though, to the left side of the table, because you bring up a great point about that schedule. But as I look at that schedule, I also say to myself, they could lose to any of those teams.
No, they can.
Sure.
Here's why I say that. You saw them lose to the Denver Broncos. Let's not get it twisted. Now, the Broncos are 7-6, which is also fascinating because the Broncos are only one game back of the Chiefs, and the Broncos' remaining schedule is equally as easy. You saw them beat the Jags by one possession. I think it was 17-9. What's that, an 8-point game, touchdown, 2-point conversion? So the Chiefs also could lose to any of those teams. Steelers, I'm hard-pressed to say they could lose to, but Colts have a really good defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Steelers have a good defensive coordinator. Browns have a great defensive coordinator. So I think they could lose.
But your money going to be in the Chiefs.
Of course.
Exactly.
Of course.
You know what I mean? And that's all it is. You ain't got to slide
you don't need
over
it.
Here.
You don't need it.
Because
nobody, we don't need that.
Because early in
the week, or last week, we asked this question. Now, I was in panic mode because I said these receivers can't get open. That's why I said I trust Josh Moore with with Diggs and all, you know, because the chemistry with the receivers is not there and it's not changing overnight. But there's nobody in their right mind that could convince me that Gardner Minshew, Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, Trevor Lawrence, or Tua is going to beat Patty Mahomes. You just can't convince me that that's going to happen.
I couldn't convince you that Joe Flacco and the way the Browns are currently playing defense and the way Flacco's currently having touchdowns, you don't think they could do
but,
it?
But hold on,
you cannot convince me they come into Kansas City and beating Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid with Joe Flacco.
But also, Joe Flacco isn't playing Patrick Mahomes on the other side. He's playing the number three scoring defense on the other side.
That's true, too.
And vice versa. That's why I give. That's why I would give the Browns a chance. They got to see Miles Garrett. They got to see Denzel. They got to see Grant Delpit. Like, there's a lot of good defense.
Yeah, but Mahomes got to see that other defense. Look. You're right. They are beatable.
He's not right.
Okay.
They're 8-5.
We're being nice to each other today. I hear you, though. They are beatable. All these teams are vulnerable. But you not sitting up here confidently saying when it's Steelers, Kansas City, you're not going to talk yourself into it happening.
Of course. But I would say this, because I agree with all y'all, is you wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs went to the Super Bowl. No. But would any of you all be surprised if the Chiefs lost 17-14?
In the first round?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd be surprised.
I'd be surprised.
I'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised?
To who? To Gardner Minshew?
No, make it to the Browns.
Kenny Pickett?
I just think
to
that,
Kenny Pickett. Right now, it would be Kenny Pickett.
Andy Reid is he's too good of a coach to go out like that. It's Andy Reid.
But the players, you got to catch.
And another thing, that's true, you got to catch. They do have the most drops.
You got to line up onside.
But you know the thing is, I'm learning, when you're in that playoffs, though, This is cool now. There's no real pressure. You lose a game, and you're going to see four of us up here talking about it, right?
Of course.
You lose that game in the playoffs, you're going home.
You're out.
Pack this stuff up. It's time to go. So when I look at the NFL, if I had to pick a quarterback, if I had to pick a coach that maybe not be playing great, but going to the playoffs, who going to stand on all 10 toes, it's going to be the Chiefs.
But not only that, we're talking, you see this red thing? We're talking panic. Right? We're talking panic. You mean to tell me, I don't care nothing about the defense. The defense can go in there and play well. You mean to tell me, out of all these teams in the playoffs right here, Acho, you're panicked about Patty Mahomes playing these people? That's all I'm saying. We're talking panicking.
Perspective.
I'm not panicked about Joe Flacco playing him, Kenny Pickett playing him, Gardner Minshew playing him, Trevor Lawrence playing him. We just seen the Miami Dolphins. I'm not panicked about none of that.
Would y'all, because I believe in this quote, Shady, you might hate it because of where it came from, but for 3 years in the NFL locker room, we continued to hear this. You don't rise to the occasion. What happened?
Can I guess who said it?
Of course. Well, the Navy SEAL said it. It's a Navy SEAL quote.
Uh-huh. Who was the one preaching?
Chip Kelly. But it was like, it's a Navy SEAL quote, so I all respect
it. He can't even do a push-up talking about Navy SEAL. Chip got some nerve, don't he?
It's a Navy SEAL quote. He said this, Shady, and stuck with me. You don't rise to the occasion, you sink to your level of training.
Mm.
So if we are expecting all of a sudden that MVS come playoff time, oh, he going to get them stickums. If we're expecting that Kadarius Toney come playoff time, oh, he's going to become brilliant. Yeah. If we're expecting Travis Kelce come playoff time, he's going to be fully healthy and revert back to 1,400
yards. Travis we can trust.
But I don't think he's going to be fully healthy. So I'm simply saying that, like, you don't rise to the occasion. You sink to your level of training.
But what's the level of training of the Steelers? We keep saying Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett ain't even playing. So what's the training level of the Steelers offense against the Kansas City defense?
I think
Browns.
Browns is the one that I would be a little scared.
You think the Steelers' defense is worse than the Browns' defense?
No, equal. But I think that Flacco in the playoffs is better than Kenny Pickett.
So really quick. Forget the training of the Browns and the Steelers and the training of Patrick Mahomes. He took this same team.
No, sir. It was not the same team.
Who do you have different at the receiver spot besides rookie Rashid Rice? Yeah. He took this team.
He had a 1,000-yard juju.
Oh, wow. We got to stop
Lord,
this.
Have mercy.
This is where we
talk,
at.
We talking juju.
This is where we
had 1,000-yard juju.
Patrick Mahomes put this
juju
had 1,000 yards.
I like Juju. And I don't like talking bad about players. I would not send him no shots.
So
I like Juju.
Juju had a 1,400-yard season in the NFL. Okay.
All right, Juju. All right, so the only thing I'm going to say about that is I think Patrick Mahomes can overcome Juju.
But he hasn't.
I'm saying he's still in first in the division.
Not because of Patrick Mahomes. Not because of Patrick Mahomes. Because of the talent around him. But I agree with you. If I'm looking at the postseason.
You're telling me this team's winning with Juju right now, a couple more games?
Yes. Because they're literally... It's my bad. Go ahead.
I just want to say, like, you don't think that these next four games, winnable games,
of course,
right?
They should win them all.
Games that you can get some momentum that they need,
yep.
And they need some confidence. Maybe Andy Reid, which I'm surprised that it happened yet, because I know Andy very, very well, they start playing with the roster a little bit, with the depth chart. All right, MBS, you had a lot of opportunities, bro. You can keep dropping it.
You going to put in Watson from Penn, number 84?
He might not be as talented, but I played with J.Y. With the Bucks. One thing he can do, he catch the ball.
Correct.
All right. Okay, Sky Moore. I haven't seen a lot of Sky Moore. Maybe he might get that role. You talk about Rice. I just think that you got to give other players opportunities, though.
My thought is this, though. My thought for everybody.
Maybe
at
you
the
go
table,
two tight ends. Like, you can do some different things.
To me, there's no savior walking into that building. And I know on this show.
Hey, well, savior right here.
It's Patty. There
you
it
that,
is.
You got that hair, you got the hair, you got the commercials.
That's it.
It's just like.
You got that little voice.
Because of my lackluster statistics, I can't disrespect somebody who in the league who has statistics. So we scoff at losing a 900 yard receiver and a 1,400 yard receiver. But I personally believe if you lose a player who walked into a building and had 900 receiving yards in Juju and has had a 1,400-yard season in his career, we can't just act as though, oh, this is the same roster. It's not the same roster. Like, you want Kadarius Toney. I don't think he's ever had more than 500 yards in a season. Andy, help me if I'm wrong. I don't think MBS has ever had more than 600 yards in a season. Again, Andy, help me if I'm wrong. I do not think that Rashee Rice, who's a rookie, has ever done it.
But see,
so what,
this is
you're
the
hoping.
Thing, but this is the thing, though. It's not like they're not getting open.
They are.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, we talking about, like, I'm worried or panicked if they weren't getting open. Like, these dudes just can't win. They can't do none
they
of that.
They can't catch.
This is, we talking about they catching the catch. Football. Like, Patrick Mahomes will make sure that stuff gets done.
You can't. But like, How can I make sure? Thank you. How can I make sure that you catch that? I can't.
Get it.
Listen, man. I am confident that these dudes making this big money, it's not like it's tough catches.
But that's
the thing. I can see if you had to make these tough catches. It's not like it's tough catches. Lock in. They should be doing ball drills right now.
Yeah. Right. This is walk around. This is throwing each other the ball.
Hey, wait. Can I just say real quick? Ball wide open,
earlier, we talked about Jalen Hurts not looking good, but he needs his supporting cast to help him out, as in the coaches.
Yeah.
Well, Andy Reid, I'm thinking, do you think you see a different game plan going into the playoffs where we might see way more screens? We might see easier plays for the watch to catch the ball.
Still got to catch.
I think, well, here's what I find fascinating. I trust Andy Reid. I knew him because he recruited me, but he drafted you. Didn't draft me. I think Andy realizes he can only put so much on people's plate. Yeah. I think that's what he realizes. I think if you only have those 5 days to get ready from game to game, he knows Kadarius Toney better than us. He knows Sky Moore better than us. Yeah. He knows MVS better than us. I think Andy Reid is like, you know what? I can only give these dudes
so much. I think Kadarius Toney going to play more, though, because he is talented.
He is.
Yeah. Just like he's talented.
But remember, what was it? It might have been the Eagles game or what game that Kadarius Toney dropped that pass here and it went for six.
Yeah, but that was earlier. That was kind of like early in the game and he kind of dropped it.
I would just ask Shady, like, if you're Kadarius Toney's teammate, how many more games can he cost you? First, he drops a one, it goes the other way. Then against the Bills, you can blame the rest if you want, but it's like, now you lose that game. How many more games until you're like,
I think. Go ahead.
I mean, you can't count Andy Reid out. This is the same coach that, with them same players in the Super Bowl, they caught uncontested touchdowns in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That didn't want no talent. That wasn't no super play. That was Andy Reid dicing it up. And if I had to count on any coordinator, Kyle Shanahan included, Andy Reid's number one. If I'm baking on the Joe Flacco, who I've never been crazy over like that, but he's doing decent.
He won a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, see where that went is after that. Joe Flacco.
Yeah. Kenny Pickett.
We're not about to act like Joe Flacco's crazy.
Though. Andy, 11 touchdowns, no picks on the route to the Super Bowl.
Keep going. Anyway.
11 touchdowns, no picks on the route to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl MVP. 11 touchdowns, no picks.
What year was that?
That's years ago. You talked about this year, so you think he's being Patrick Mahomes?
Is that not Dusty?
That was 11 years ago. All I'm saying right now, Joe Flacco.
Not years ago. It was 11 years ago. It's 2023, about to be 2024.
I'm going
to
say Joe Flacco now, because not the Super Bowls on that. Joe Flacco now. Look at Trevor Lawrence, who hasn't been looking that great lately. Yeah. Who else we got?
Tua.
We got Tua, who's who's up and down, but he's a good quarterback.
Lamar,
and
then you got number one.
Yeah. We're not talking about Lamar because ideally you would not ideally, but if anyone tracks, they're going to be in the AFC.
So really quick, I like that. Bit.
I think it's crucial for Andy Reid to get a consistent crew. Like, these are the guys that's going to be in the game. If you're going to believe in MVS, are you going to believe in Tony? No, I'm just saying, whoever it is, however you're going to do it, stop rotating them and rolling them, right? Because as Shady know best, even at running back, it's about getting in a rhythm. You know, so if you get the ball early in the football game and you make a couple plays, you get in a rhythm. You know what I'm saying? And the game starts to slow down for you and you start to make plays. So for Andy Reid, get these personnels that you want to get into and get these young fellas in a rhythm of catching the football and making some plays, and they'll be all right. Yeah, it ain't no time to panic, man.
You hit it again?
Big Red, we trust. I will break this turn off. 5, 4. Andy, I got you. 2.
When we return, who is the best team in football right now? Who's number one? Is it the Ravens? Is it the Niners? Is it the Cowboys? Is it the Eagles? You got 4 10-3 teams. Who's number one? That's next on.
Yeah, we cooked, man. We like third, fourth, right there.
You're like Flacco.
I mean, okay.
Lately, I've been all about my new Aveeno skincare routine. I start each day with a daily moisturizing body wash in the shower, which feels like creamy goodness and doesn't dry out my skin. After, I slather on the daily moisturizing body lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives me 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas, leaving my skin feeling soft and smooth. Shop Aveeno now at Target.
Family, come on in for this one. This is my most exciting pick six of the season. The best 6 teams in football, and I cannot wait for you to figure out who I got at my best 6 because I spent a lot of time on this. Number one, it's fairly simple. The San Francisco 49ers. Bang, bang. Think about the wins they have this season. You beat the Jags 34-3. You beat the Cowboys by 35 points. You beat the Eagles by 22 points. Who can't they beat? Niners, best team in football. Number two, the Baltimore Ravens, because throughout the season, they have been most consistent. 49ers 10-3, Ravens 10-3. But I like the way the Ravens play football offensively, defensively. They have been consistent, even though they went into overtime versus the Rams. Special teams pulled through. Number three, how about them Cowboys? Dallas Cowboys back in the top 3 for the first time in a long time after dominating the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, here's where it gets good. Here is where it gets good because the top 3 fairly easy. But 4, 5, and 6, they were close. They were real close, family. At number 4, I. At number 5, don't. And at number 6, no. Because I got no earthly idea who the 4th, 5th, and 6th best team in football are. Is it the Browns? Can't call it. Is it the Dolphins? Just lost. Is it the Chiefs? Just lost also. Is it the Lions? Just lost to the Bears. Is it the Bengals? They ain't got a quarterback. Is it the Bills? They're on a 1-game win streak. You tell me. I got no earthly idea who the other best teams in football are. Anyway, we got to get to break because what I do know,
what you know,
Shady, you're not going to like this, but here's what I do.
It's crazy work?
No, it's not. Justin Fields has been giving out crazy work. Justin Fields has been dominating.
Going to show us 3 plays.
Justin Fields might be the quarterback of the future for the Chicago Bears.
Don't tell him.
Justin Fields might be the best quarterback
in the Chicago Bears. Show us the 2 plays. I know. Show us the 2 plays.
When we return, we got to talk about Justin Fields. Has he kept his job for next season? Should they pass up on Caleb Williams? Or is Justin Fields the man of the future? It's going to be a polarizing discussion on the other side of this commercial break.
Can I, leave this block or no?
JJ, let's talk in the film room real quick. Wanted to bring y'all in the film room like a real NFL player, like an NFL veteran, to show y'all why I am so confused about Justin Fields. James, I'm confused.
Not me.
I'm confused.
Talk to me.
Because Justin Fields is doing so much that I'm starting to think they should retain him and forego Caleb Williams. Now, I'm only going to show you a couple plays to Shady's demise.
All right.
3rd and 8. 3rd down in the NFL. We call this money down.
Money
you have
down.
To have it. 3rd and 8. You're going to see very simply 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Lions going to bring 6 people. James Jones. Justin Fields gets out of this. Yeah. I don't know how. I don't know how because covered. Justin Fields.
Ain't nowhere to go with it.
He gets out of it, America.
Do you? Do you?
I don't know how.
Do
I don't
you?
Know how he does it. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he does it. Yeah. James, when you see that play, what do you think, big dog? When you see that play, what do you think? What
well,
do you
number
think?
One, that's a sack for any other quarterback
who has
that play, except probably Lamar Action Jackson. But there's nobody to throw the ball to. He's looking down the field. But that's just stuff you cannot teach, right? That's Justin Fields. That's why we drool over him when he balls and makes really good plays, because this is what the young fella could be. This is special.
It's special.
Pocket awareness, getting it's out special. Of this, turning this into a 20-plus yard game. That's big time.
No, any I'm confused. Coordinators because now that was passing, but now that was running. Now let's look at it passing. Mm-hmm. It's 4th and 13. James, you got to have it.
4th and 13.
The Lions are in what we call one robber. It's simple. He is going to be in the middle of the field. That's why it's one. And he is going to be the robber. He is the whole free player. He's going to hit this dude more. Touchdown. 4th and 13. James, I can't look at this and say that the Bears should move on. I can't watch Justin Fields make these checks, make these audibles, and think to myself that they should move on. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't.
My God.
I can't do it.
Rewind that a little bit.
I mean, he's wide open. That's
wide open. That's a strike.
So strike.
That's a strike.
Strike.
That is a strike.
This is a strike.
He's not. That is not no.
I mean, that's like they
do that. Hold up,
America. Get out here, Shady,
in the back.
Hold up, bro.
Hold on. Right there. That is a ball. I know he's tapping me, but that is a ball.
Big man with the big shorts.
One second.
This is a dot right here.
That's a dimer.
Beats him off the gate, bro. Off the gate.
Yes, he does. As a receiver should do.
Now, every day in America, every day in football, we call this thing called pat and go.
Thank
you. Quarterback throws all the wide receivers, they go on a go route. Look at this. That's hard to do.
Oh, my God.
Tell me that's hard to do. Tell me that's hard to do.
That I'm not saying it's hard to do. I'm saying as a quarterback, that is a strike. It ain't hard to do for Justin Fields.
Are you kidding? Yo, but see. Now, get back to the table. I don't know who's first, but I was going to say one thing before we start.
Oh, my goodness. That's a strike right there.
See, I like that over like Patrick Mahomes and guys like
that is a
Josh
Allen. Right.
But real quick though.
I'm listening to you.
That's not my take. I think Joy's going first. I was gonna say this. We dropped the standard for players that have great talent but doesn't have no results. So that's why he's acting like that. That was an easy. He beat up the last scrimmage. He just let the ball go.
He won that game.
My
only question
for you, Joy, for you, Shady, it's this. And I don't know if I'm crazy. I don't know. But here's my thought.
Sal, you sound crazy up there.
Would you rather have that and 3 first-round picks or Caleb Williams? Because right now, Chicago Bears, they own the number 1 overall pick from the Carolina Panthers. You could have that Justin Fields that just beat the Detroit Lions, the 9-3 at the time Detroit Lions, beat them 28-13. And 3 first-round picks, or you could get Caleb Williams. I'm just perplexed at this point, Joy, but is Justin Fields keeping his job?
You know who's not perplexed? Ryan Poles, and he wants to keep his job, which is why this is a non-starter conversation. He gonna draft Caleb Williams. Those other 3 picks are nice, but they just draft picks. San Francisco used how many draft picks to get Trey Lance? They don't care. You know why? Because they got Brock Purdy, who's in the MVP conversation, who got them at the top of the league. Mm-hmm. You think they want those 3 picks back, or they want Brock Purdy? They'll take Brock Purdy. Thank you.
Thanks, Brocky.
Thanks, Brock. Appreciate you. No. And it's not even just Caleb Williams. There's other quarterback talent in this draft as well. Now, Caleb is going to go first. I know we're trying to, you know, prepare for this offseason conversation where we entertain someone else taking the spot away from Caleb Williams. It ain't going to happen. But at the end of the day, there's other people that want to keep their jobs as well, like GM. So there's no way at this point, with all the evidence that we have of Justin Fields being bad, that we can look at the few moments where he shows this level of talent that we know he is capable of, but what he isn't capable of is doing it consistently. The reason we know that is because he's 8-26. That is not consistent.
Say it again.
That 8-26, that is not consistent. That is bad. That is bad, bad. And it's not that just Justin Fields isn't capable in moments of showing the talent level that he has. I'm glad that they stuck with him this year, but you can't do it another year. And then you're going to talk about having to pay him. You're changing the pay scale as well. Like, you cannot risk it. Absolutely not. If someone takes Caleb Williams and Caleb Williams is instantly C.J. Stroud or better, what do you think is going to happen in Chicago if Justin Fields comes out next year and looks like he has for most of the season this year? Everybody getting fired. And quite frankly, they should. Because if you have 3 years of time to show what you are in the league and this is the production that you have week in and week out, it's not a question. If you went out, she looks good 8 of the 34 times that you went out. Mm. Does she look good, or was it the dress that couple of times?
Right, right.
Did she hit up like that makeup artist that was like?
Yeah, that's a good point. And that swag.
If he pays for dinner 8 times and you pay for it 26 times, y'all don't go together. You're friends. This is not the one.
This is why I love Joy on the show, because she keeps it a buck.
Thank you,
no matter who it is.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to kill your boy Justin Fields.
Good job.
Like, come on, man. Like, you know what the problem is? Every time he shows a flash, the first thing he says, yo, we got to keep him, yo. Yo, yo. I know. I was thinking about leaving. We got to. No, let it go. I've been there. You love her, right? She got some good qualities to her. You don't think she's a good girl? She's not. He is not a starting winning quarterback. That's not what he is. And as much as we see these flashes, these plays, you want to keep him? No, he's talented. He's not a starter in this league. I'm going to keep being honest. He's not that. Mm. You got a chance to get Caleb Williams. You hear what you read about him?
Mm-hmm.
He's that good. You watched it.
Yeah.
Don't outthink this, right? Sometimes we just outthink things. Yep. We have to talk about it. Everything that Caleb Williams wants in the team, they have. Got number one receiver. They got a GM and a team that's going to pour into you. They showed up, they kept Justin Fields. The next thing is, it's a big city. Big city, and they're going to get tons of media. That's what he wants. He wants to be that star. He's going to be that.
If you're a star quarterback for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah. So I'll just keep it like this. I think Justin Fields is an extreme talent. I do not think he's that good of a quarterback. He's inconsistent. He's up and down. The kid's record is 8-26 for a reason. Don't overthink this. GM, you tried last year, and I give it. You gave it your all.
Yeah.
It wasn't enough.
But here's what I'm thinking. It's not no but. It's what I'm thinking is, if Justin Fields can play like he has shown us he's capable of playing.
Go ahead.
When
go
he's
ahead.
Playing well.
Go ahead.
This is crazy.
And you can get 3 first round picks.
Go ahead.
Are you not better off doing that? Because say what you will, there hasn't been a elite quarterback in Chicago, I would dare to say ever. Now, McMahon, you know, we're not here to start no trouble. We just did do Super Bowl shuffle. I get all that. But there hasn't been an elite quarterback. So we are also assuming that Caleb Williams is going to go in there and do what's never
And you're done. Assuming that he's going to play good like that all the time, which he never does. How often has he played as good? Acho.
Yeah, not a
James,
lot.
Me, one of you guys.
Not a lot.
His last stretch of games been consistent.
How
not
often?
A lot. Not a lot. I'm not a lot.
What have you done for me lately?
So he doesn't do it. So my thing is don't love the little stuff you see. Love the big stuff you see and believe that. Go get Caleb Williams, please. This is a crazy guy. Like, what are we talking about right now, though?
I mean, I know
Caleb Williams, though?
Telling me in my ear, Acho got a tease, but the world knows.
Yeah, he's tired.
I'm
not
on this right here, but I'm staying with Justin Fields, man. Justin Fields has never been the problem to me. You got 3.
Never?
You got 3 first-round picks.
But he'd been married for 20-some years, so I get it. 15, I get that.
15.
I get that.
Commitment.
Commitment. Yeah. Commitment. Thicker than, better good. I'm staying with him.
Commitment.
And that's why you married, so I get it. I'm single. You know what I mean?
That's how you
got to go. Oh, you single. Wait. You single, man, they got to go.
You know, but he on the single side, he liked Justin Fields. So, I mean.
For the day, for the moment, for the week, for the month.
It's all good.
But not for a life. When we return, do we count the Bills out, or are we back on the Josh Allen roller coaster? Bills, 7-6, they are sneaking into the playoff picture. They've had some bad losses, but are coming off a great, great win. Are the Bills back? That's next on Speak.
Yeah, I need someone to ride for me like James does for Phil.
Well, the Bills, they're done with the bull on the playing field as we get into our hurry-up offense, because Josh Allen, he found a way to get it done versus the Kansas City Chiefs in Arrowhead. Josh Allen put the team on his back, though, and found a way to get the W. You see James Cook there flipping into the end zone. 2-5, 2-live. Question for you, big dog. You played with Josh Allen. You were there when he was drafted. You're still on the Josh Allen roller coaster, big dog?
I put the team on my back. Yo, but hold up. When we talked about this before, what'd I say? If any quarterback can bring his team back to the playoffs, it's Josh Allen. Stephon Diggs, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Listen, this is why no matter how many picks he throws, how many turnovers, everybody on TV, everywhere is going to say Josh Allen's a top 3 quarterback. Ain't that right, James Jones?
With you, brother.
He's that good. So I've never left off that roller coaster. I've been rolling all the time.
Aren't you supposed to put your hands down, though, when you're on a when you're riding a roller coaster?
Nah,
Well,
you see, Joy
you
got
scared,
her hands down.
You
scared? Sitting here, like, you know what I'm saying?
You got scared. You got your hands down. It's me. I'm like, yeah, Josh Allen's that good. And he goes up and down, I think, with his career. But he's that good. You gotta keep him.
I mean, I never jumped off. I mean, I was stuck upside down. It was broken. All the blood was rushing to my head. But, you know, I stayed on. Once it got fixed.
Rolled out.
Teams that are consistently good, to me, are easier to fix than teams that have been bad. They have been at the top of the league consistently year after year after year. Yes, they're struggling this year. But if I was to tell you they were able to fix a thing here or fix a thing there or get a player healthy here, would they be able to get back in it? Most of you would say yes, because they've been at the top of the league for as long as they have. They're 54-24, second best behind the Chiefs since 2019. Consistently, they've won the division. Consistently, Josh Allen has been in the MVP conversation. Consistently, we've seen them win big games. They've struggled this year, but they know how serious it is. They know what this stretch is. And look, they've got a long way to go. They put themselves in quite the hole, but they have been and still are a very scary team.
Yeah, it's a couple things here. Number one, I hope Josh gets into the playoffs. Number two, as I was watching that Buffalo Bills game, I'm like, Shady wasn't lying. Boy, this boy here, like, gosh, at least, like, he's making these, like, for real, as I'm watching the game, I'm like, Josh, that's a ridiculous play that he's making. They was up either 17-0 or 17-0, and then he came back, he had that stupid interception. And I'm like, come on, Josh, just take care of ball, punt it in that situation. Right. You good. But Josh is special. He's top three. I'll never argue that. But I'm scared of heights. I'm scared of heights, you know, so y'all could get off the ride, y'all could come back. JJ, man, get on, bro. Look, like, it was fire. From my phone, I'm cool. I'm gonna stay down here, man. I ain't ready to take the ride.
And that is why James and I are kicking it on the side, because I ain't getting on that roller coaster either, family. Josh Allen Express is still moving. Mm. When we return, we got to check in on our speak standings, and you will be shocked at what has changed.
Joey, chilling on that thing, ain't you, Joey? You holding that thing? You ain't worried about nothing.
This the one that was circled for Dak Prescott.
Yes,
I'm taking the Bears.
Will you circle that on your list?
I know it's ugly. Yeah, I circled it.
You had games circled.
I did have them circled.
Tune in to speak every day, because yesterday I said, this is the ones that was circled to get you to that bowl game. Remember Stanford and Arizona State was circled?
Because I circled this one, and I circled this one.
This is the one they should circle right here and go get this one right here.
This one circling again.
This is the one.
Did you use the print schedules to circle it?
You know what I'm saying? Circle.
I'm not a big stats guy, but right here as I got circled.
James loves to circle something.
My answer I had circled was no.
He's going to circle.
If y'all are not tracking James's circles, producers.
We're going to take his paper. We're going to take his paper.
I circled.
That's good.
That was well done.
You should have circled my top one right there, too, because I'm at the top.
So, James, can
you request it?
Yes, sir, we go.
Yo, from now on, though,
it should be us three, because he has no chance of winning.
Big guy, he just won 12. Yeah, he just beat you by eight.
Watch the other one up.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. But look, he's last, bro.
I'm going to come around the mountain.
Can we sit him down? Bro, you need to be talking to us.
How you win by eight, and you still down by 13?
How about 13, bro?
They can't steal my joy today.
Can we circle this? Let's circle that.
Listen to what they talking about, all right? We'll come around that mountain.
Hey, yo, what's up with the mountain, though?
Hey, it's getting close.
Pete Con ain't got nothing.
Hey, we'll see y'all tomorrow, family. Thanks for watching.
Oh, man.
Circle.